The Murray River is the world's third longest river, so there's no doubt it would be a real feat to kayak along the entire length of it. Well, Joshua West from the Bross has done just that in a bid to raise funds for the Black Dog Institute. He joins me now. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Jenny. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And you did the journey in 58 days? Gosh, you must have done quite a few Ks each day.
Yeah, I think averaging about 40 kilometres a day. And just a quick one, it's the third longest navigable river in the world. So it sits in outside the top 10 or 20 or something in terms of overall length. But for able to get into some sort of vessel and go from, I think it's about 20, the part that's actually fully navigable is about 2100 or something like that, from Yarrawonga. So it was 58 days, two rest days were in that 58 as well. Just a fantastic experience.
Wow. So what motivated you to do that?
So back in 2018, I walked the Heisen Trail, and that was just such a fantastic, mentally formative experience. And just after two crazy pandemic years, I really felt like I needed to go big. So the Murray River just called to me at some point over that stretch. And yeah, I've absolutely no regrets about taking a couple of months off and experiencing this beautiful part of Australia.
What was the motivation as well with raising funds for the Black Dog Institute?
The last couple of years has just been so tough. And I think there's a study that came out that over three quarters of Australia's population claim that their mental health has worsened by the effects of COVID-19. So there's really no better time to talk about it. And throughout my journey, I was posting videos and talking to locals and just really trying to get out a message of positive mental health and try to break down stigmas as well. So on top of all of that, I was raising money on the teamblackdog.org.au platform and managed to get to currently $7,500 worth of donations, which is fantastic. And would love to get to five figures before it's kind of all wrapped up.
Are you able to share with us any personal reasons for wanting to do it, if mental health has been something that you've grappled with?
Yeah, absolutely. So before doing the Heisen Trail, I basically spent, I think it was about 6.5 years in an office, not really enjoying it, but not feeling like I could get out of it, and I felt really stuck. So I know kind of what it's like to be in a position that you really can't mentally work out, and then it took a bit of a push to get me to go out and experience a few things and really explore my own mental health. So being able to raise money for an organisation, an internationally recognised organisation, was something I really wanted to do.
Joshua West is with us talking about his trek along the entire River Murray in a kayak in under 2 months. So tell us more about your journey. What was some favourite moments?
Yeah, so it was obviously lots of favourite moments. Some of the not-so-favourite moments was that I fell in once.
Oh.
So there was just the one capsize, which wasn't too bad. I like to say I was baptised by the Murray. I think that's got a better get a swing to it. So many fantastic moments, like a rescued and abandoned lamb that was on the side of the river. So the family had very much got up and left, and this poor lamb had been sitting by the side of the river, I'd heard, for most of the day. So I ferried this little bleating lamb across the other side to a family who looked after lambs and alpacas. So I've got an update or two saying that Trekker West was what it'd been named, would have been nicknamed.
Oh, cute.
So that was a very, very nice, heartwarming experience along the Murray. I lost one shoe, I lost one glove, lost a pair of sunglasses, lost my breakfast a couple of times in the Murray. So there was always something going on throughout the day, whether it was wind or rain or beautiful weather or sunrises or sunsets or just all the beautiful people you meet along the river as well.
Such a
great experience.
Tell us about some of those characters. That would have been something that really elevated the mood.
Yeah, it's something that I didn't really I didn't really see coming a lot, because having walked along the Heisen Trail back in 2018, I maybe saw one person every couple of days at that point. Since then, the trail's obviously become a lot more popular. But in terms of the Murray, it was, talking to fishermen every day. There was obviously a few raised eyebrows when I mentioned I was paddling the whole way. often a comment of, there's a plane that you could probably take you if you really wanted to get there quicker. But yeah, and also interacting with a lot of people that were following the journey online, I was able to answer questions in my videos, whether that was mental health related or river related. And yeah, so it doesn't matter where I was, I never really had the opportunity to feel lonely or really be alone, because there was always someone just around the corner, ready to have a chat.
And I bet, you know, in our fast-paced lives, go, 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 next thing, next thing, next thing, stress, stress, stress for a lot of us, I bet it really changed your perception of time and made you more mindful and present in the moment with those beautiful views.
Absolutely. So I think only once for the entire trip I set an alarm when I had to get up early for the stretch that I had to do over Lake Alexandrina. But yeah, the whole humankind concept of a weekday or a weekend was really kind of novel, because my parents would sometimes catch up with me along the way and they'd say, "We'll see you on Wednesday." And I've got no idea when Wednesday is or what time of day it is. So it's really a fantastic place to get lost in time and your own thoughts and, yeah, really, really figure some stuff out.
Awesome. Well, all the best. I look forward to seeing what you do next, Joshua West.
No worries. Thank you, Jenny.